NPR health reporter Ping Huang is here. Hi, Ping.
Hey, Ari.
So this mask ruling that is now being challenged by the Justice Department, will it stand?
Well, that's still up in the air. As you mentioned, the Justice Department and CDC are now appealing to get a travel mask mandate reinstated. And the CDC says the order for wearing masks on planes, trains, and buses is still needed for public health. And also that appealing the decision protects their public health authority. The nationwide mask mandate on trains, buses, and planes was struck down Monday by a Trump-appointed judge who thought that the CDC did not have the authority to make people wear masks, even if it might be good for public health. The Justice Department and CDC disagree, so this evening, the DOJ filed a notice of appeal in federal court in Tampa to get the ball rolling.
So if it was a question of authority, whether the CDC is allowed to do this, is it clear what kinds of powers the CDC has?
Well, traditionally, the CDC makes the most use of its soft powers, you know, using science and reason to persuade states and individuals to do things for the sake of public health. But it also has hard powers, which go back to the 1944 Public Health Service Act. In the past, the agency has used these to quarantine individuals, and in this pandemic, CDC has been using them to issue broad orders on a range of things, like making travelers test a mask, to banning evictions, and turning migrants away at the borders. Dr. Marty Setrin, the CDC's head of global migration and quarantine, told me last year that this is new territory for the CDC.
This has been the largest and most expansive or inclusive use of regulatory authority, given the unprecedented nature of this pandemic threat.
No one from CDC would talk on the record now as these orders get challenged in court, and the mask ruling was just the latest defeat.